Oh, our pregnancies were big news to us, and then our kids' pregnancies, they were big news to us. Thankfully, the press didn't follow us everywhere. They couldn't have cared less. But then, we're not like British royalty, like William and Duchess Kate were when they had their first baby. Yeah. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about every baby is a royal baby. Kate's first trimester problems were front page news a few years ago because that baby was an heir to the throne, a royal baby. But every baby's a royal baby because only the king of all kings can start a human life. Long before ultrasounds, God gave us a glimpse inside a mother's womb. In this prayer from Psalm 139, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Wow! From the moment the egg and sperm come together to start a life, it's all God. Every child is a unique, precious creation of Almighty God. On the day our grandchildren came into the world, I held them in my arms. I called them by name, and I spoke these words to them. They're from Ephesians 2:10. You are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works God prepared in advance for you to do. Those aren't my words. Those are God's words. I picture God, our Heavenly Father, holding every baby and telling them that. Born rich, born poor, born planned, born a, quote, accident, born normal, born special, born wanted, born unwanted, all divine masterpieces designed by God, loved by a creator who makes no mistakes, who has a plan for every life. The worth of every human is conferred on them before they're even born. So no one on earth can give you your worth, and no one on earth can take it away. Amazingly, when God visited our planet, he didn't beam down as a conqueror on a white horse. He came as we all did, as a baby, embryo, fetus, protected by amniotic fluid, sustained by a placenta, pushing his way into the world. If there was any doubt of the sacredness of a baby, the Christmas story declares, case closed. The stunner from the Bible is that the Bethlehem baby is also, quote, the author of all life. That baby designed every baby with a purpose and destiny that revolves around him. In our word for today from the Word of God, all things were created by him and for him. That's Colossians 1:16. Jesus is the reason you're here. So the kids are right when they sing, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, from the moment they're conceived, all the children, every moment from then on. We never really understand our worth, though, until we have a personal relationship with the one who gave us our worth in the first place. Jesus came and died because the relationship was broken by our sin, by our self-willed running of our own life, our way instead of God's way. Created by him, created for him, yeah, but living for me, and facing an eternal death penalty for defying God's rule of a life that he created. And that's why Jesus came. It's why he died, to pay the price, not for sinning he had done, but for the sinning I have done and you have done. And he stands ready today to forgive every sin of your life and bring you into his love, where you'll finally experience the worth you've had all along. If you're not sure you've ever begun that relationship with Jesus, tell him today, I'm yours, Jesus, and go to our website. It'll help you be sure you belong to him. Our website is anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Today, yeah, this is the day you could finally find your way home.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.